Podmoth.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay. Wow. I think you did that once before, too.
Probably. I couldn't. I've been drinking, so, like, I can't.
Oh, are you drunk? Are you? I don't know. I haven't noticed.
No. Oh, okay. I had a Malibu pineapple. Calm down.
I don't know. You said I've been drinking, and I was like, wait.
Not for, like, the entire day.
I just, like... Wait, I didn't know that you were drunk.
I actually got this really good stuff from the grocery store the other day. It's like pineapple mango juice.
Ooh.
Really good with Malibu in it, in case anybody cares.
Wow, okay. Well, hello everyone. It's been a while.
I'm also Bridget, by the way.
Oh yeah, she's Bridget, but you already knew that.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time.
I mean, for us, like, it's been a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's been like, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
The 2 weeks, because Thanksgiving we
right.
did.
Yeah, Thanksgiving threw me for a loop.
It came up real fast.
It did. It did. And I had a jaw problem. It was a whole big thing. Like,
yeah.
Did I tell you that my dentist did not help me at all? I went to a new dentist because my dentist retired. And he looked at my mouth and was like, well, it's not your teeth. So, if just keep an eye on it for a couple more weeks. And if it still bothers you, then I'll refer you to a specialist. And I'm like, okay.
So, it's not your teeth?
No, I think it's TMJ from, like,
grinding
at night. So, I might go to a chiropractor because they could, like, pop it back into place.
I'm gonna throw up.
I fucking love chiropractors.
I'm gonna throw up.
But it doesn't hurt anymore, so.
Okay, well, my fucking front teeth are killing me. I need to go to a dentist.
My dentist, I actually think she messed my teeth up because my bottom teeth hurt now after I went. And, like, it didn't hurt before.
Yeah.
So
this tooth, like this front tooth right here, but I don't have dental insurance.
Oh, that's
and I've been asking my mom and dad to put me on my dad's dental insurance for like 4 months now.
Right,
and we just haven't done it yet.
See, what had happened to me was I didn't have dental because my mom had gotten off my dad's, and when they took my mom off, they also just decided to take me off.
Yeah.
So my dad was paying for it for like 6 months. Since July, he's been paying for it, and I didn't have any coverage.
That's good.
So then I have this dental emergency, and I go to get a thing, and they're like, oh, you're not covered. I'm like, great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's fine. It's all handled, taken care of. My jaw doesn't hurt anymore, so that's a plus.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's, like, the worst kind of pain is, like, tooth or, like...
Yeah, like, I literally couldn't eat. Like, my jaw got stuck. It was the weirdest thing.
No, thank you.
Yeah. What else is there to talk about? Bridget's fuck up a couple last week.
I don't want to talk about it. For those of you who heard it, for those of you who heard it, no, you didn't.
You knew I was gonna bring this up.
Just no, you didn't. That's all. Thank you and good night.
Oh my God.
Leah, no, you didn't. And thank you.
For those of you who don't know, Bridget uploaded in a completely unedited, shit-talked full episode.
Okay, listen. Like, so what you guys don't understand is that when I edit these episodes, we talk a lot.
Oh my God, yeah.
And y'all hear a lot. But I cut out, like, at least 20 to 25
episode.
Minutes an episode.
Oh shit, sorry.
And when I don't cut it out... And it happens to be the worst possible one that I could have not cut out.
It really was.
And it was, the bad part was, is that it wasn't just us. It was my mom, too.
Yeah. And so I wasn't upset because I wasn't shit-talking, like, that badly. I thought about it. I'm like, compared to them, I'm good in this situation.
So bad. And it wasn't, like, about anybody that I particularly care about because I don't. But, like, if somebody else would have heard it,
it would have been terrible.
He would have literally, I would have been not here right now. I would have been 6 feet under.
And it was literally up for, like, 6 hours. Like, a long ass time.
But thank God not that many people saw it.
Right, yeah. I feel bad for Lexi because she didn't listen. I don't know if she listened. She didn't say anything.
God, I hope not.
I feel bad for her because she would have loved that.
Yeah. I don't feel bad because we, that was the worst possible.
It was a bad one.
And then, like I said, we weren't like shit talking anybody in port. We were shit talking somebody who somebody else was talking to.
We were literally shit talking someone that we don't even know, which makes it worse.
I don't think it makes it worse.
I think it makes it worse.
A million people could be shit talking us right now, and what the fuck do I care? Oh,
100% they are. Fucking Marty. Shit talking us every day of his life.
He goes to Thanksgiving and just talks about us.
I hope that happens.
Me too. I hope that we're that relevant in somebody's life.
I wish. What other big news happened in the world? Brian Laundrie's dead. Did we...
Oh, my God.
Did we even talk about that?
No, because yeah, it happened of, like, when we took our little...
Yeah.
Well, I took a break for right. us. Right. You didn't have a choice.
He was dead.
Yeah, fuck
he
that guy.
He is dead. Confirmed.
Well, I mean, no, we knew he was dead.
He shot himself. That's what allegedly. We found out. Right.
I'm still calling it alleged.
Well, did you know that his parents knew that a gun was missing and didn't...
Did you know that I'm 100% positive his parents killed him?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Or at least his body was found in the house and they moved it there. There's no fucking way they didn't know himself. About it. He could have killed himself.
In the house. And they were like, oh, let's just hide the body, which...
Which, like, is fucking stupid.
I have this argument every single day. If he wasn't guilty, why did he run? Makes no sense to me. You could tell me all this is alleged all my life. But if he... Why would he run if he didn't do it?
Well, he did do it.
Right. But, like, so... My boyfriend tries to bring up the, like, he always tries to bring up the other side of, like, an argument that I'm talking about.
He plays devil advocate.
Exactly. That's the word I was thinking of. So he keeps saying, well, because the boyfriend's always guilty, so no matter what, even if he was brought in and didn't do it, he was still gonna get, he would still, like, get arrested.
Fun fact, most of the time the boyfriend is guilty.
So
Ronnie.
The first one he brought up was someone who, like, actually didn't do it, like, a Crime Junkies case he listened to. So my, like, backfire was Chris Watts. Like, he
did it. Listens to one Crime Junkies case and thinks he's an expert now?
Right. He was like, well, what about that one case? And I'm like, well, what about this case?
What
like,
about the 16 others?
We can literally go back and forth, and he just still will play devil's advocate for the rest of his life.
I mean, so he's also a guy.
Right. So he just doesn't understand that, like, why the fuck? Like, why would you run? There's no reason.
There's no point. There's no reason to run if you're not guilty.
Right. So, that's what we have to say about that. I don't think there's any other new... Oh, did you see that story? Do you think this... My foot... I saw you looking at my foot. Is that going to bother... Were you looking at my foot?
No.
Oh, okay. Because my foot was hitting the thing.
Well, don't hit the table.
It's not moving the table.
Okay, that's fine.
Those two little... The teenage girl and the little boy who went missing. And they're like... Their uncle or something.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about it. I didn't, like, I don't know about it. I heard it about it on Morbid.
Right.
Maybe.
I'm gonna look into it because I'm interested to, like, know what
they
happened.
They were found.
They were found perfectly fine, and the uncle slash dad, whoever he was, is in custody. I keep doing that, sorry. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of boops.
I heard about that. Yeah. From Morbid, the case I was in.
I don't know if it's because I follow, like, all these pages now. But I keep getting these things about so many people being missing. Like, it's kind of scary.
Well, I think the whole, like, Gabby thing just made everybody, like,
aware.
Blast it on social media because that's how, like, she was found.
Right.
So it's
right.
like if you blast all these other people that are missing.
Right. It's kind of terrifying, like, how many people are actually missing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's gonna sound bad, but, like, people go missing every day.
Oh, yeah. There's there's a podcast that I really enjoy called Vanish Podcast.
Yeah.
And it's all about people who've gone missing.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, people go missing all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I drive on the Southern State Parkway, and you always see, like, oh, missing
adult. Yeah, I always do look for the cars, though, because I'm always...
Yeah, see, I would look for the cars if I could tell you what any of those cars looked like.
Right. I do try to look for, like, say it's, like, a Volvo. I do try to look for the Volvo, and then I'm like, I don't fucking remember the license plate number it said. Like,
I don't remember the license plate, and, like, a red car is all you got for me. Like, I don't know what a fucking Honda Accord looks like. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no... I'm gonna call up. I think it's a Volvo. Like, I don't know.
What does a Honda Accord look like? I'm not sure.
That is true. I would have no way. But I do look to see if I would be able to find them.
Yeah.
So.
Imagine you could.
I want to every single day of my life, like, find a car or, like, rescue a cat or rescue a dog.
Do you ever, like, make up scenarios in your
absolutely.
Head, like, when
every
you're in the shower?
Day.
Like, what if you, like, stumble upon a dead body? Like, what would you do?
I think about that, not the dead body. I think about, like, getting into a car accident a lot.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's just because me, I'm subconsciously afraid to get in a car accident.
Probably.
But I, like, think about, I'm like, what would happen? Like, what would I do? What, like, who would I call? Like,
Ghostbusters.
I think about that a lot. Yeah. Not, like, stumbling upon a dead body, no.
I've thought about that. Like, what would I, like, do?
I would throw up, probably.
I would obviously call 911.
Well, yeah, that would be... I think my first thing would, I would probably throw up.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever think it's a mannequin, though. Like, you know how people always say that?
You always, like, you know, like, the show, like, Bones or, like, Criminal... Like, yeah. Bones especially, like, the beginning scene is always, like, them, like, somebody stumbling upon a body. Yeah. And it's like, is that really how people would react?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Because usually they scream. And I don't understand people screaming in TV because what is screaming doing? Right. Doesn't help.
I don't think I would scream. They can't scream. Hear you. I would just call someone right away, like 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah.
Dead body. And don't touch anything.
Yeah, no, don't touch it. I would never because I don't want that on me, like, gross. Yeah, because
then, well, and then, like, also, like, now your DNA's on them.
I also think about, like, saving a cat or dog a lot.
I think about saving a dog a lot. Actually, the other day I saw a dog running on the side of the road, and I was like, that dog doesn't have a human. And then there was a child running after it. But I didn't see the child.
Oh, until after.
Also, I should have probably wondered where the child's parents were.
That's funny that you thought about the dog running the child. Well,
yeah.
There was one time that I saw a cat on the side. Remember I told you the story?
Mm-hmm.
Saw a cat on the side of the road. I was so upset because I didn't pick it up. I made Ronnie, like, drive me back around 4 times and I couldn't find it. So every single time I drive past it, because it's, like, on the way to his house, I check to make sure there's no cat.
That's cute.
So, yeah.
I did find a dog one time on the side of the road. Me and, she who shall not be named. And we picked it up and brought it to her house because it was, like, a puppy. And, didn't have, like, a collar on it.
Right. Did you bring it to the animal hospital?
No, eventually, like, there was a guy that had, like, the dog managed to dig under the fence because it was a puppy. And he was going around to, like, all the neighbors' doors and just, like, knocking on their doors. And
oh, that's pretty cool.
So we're like, oh, we have your dog.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Should I start my story now?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Okay. Now that we've bullshitted for 10, 15 minutes.
All right, it happened.
Hey there, fellow true crime aficionados. We are the host of Bad Axe Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Aaron.
Join us every Thursday for twisted true crime tales, bad deeds, and the supernatural. We've covered family annihilators, cold-blooded baby daddies, cannibals, and even people who blame zombies, ghosts, and voodoo for their bad acts.
Bad acts.
If you like fresh stories and new perspectives on crime, Bad Axe will be your new jam. Stay safe out there, you big baddies, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's good.
We have a new snazzy ottoman.
Oh, I can't even tell you how nice it feels to not have to worry about it. Whew. Because I used to worry about my legs a lot and where I would go.
Yeah.
And this is great. This is perfect for me.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's everything I wanted and more. Okay. So today why didn't I think about that before?
I don't know, but that's what I'm here for.
Whoa. So I am talking about Jasmine Richardson and the Richardson family murders. You know about this?
Well, I'm doing a family murder too, it's not the same.
I thought you knew about it. I was getting really sad.
I'm sure
you do. Once I like get into
maybe.
It,
maybe.
So, Jasmine Richardson and Jeremy Steinke is how I'm gonna say it. I'm not good at pronouncing anything, so
there we go.
Yeah. They are actually from Canada. They are from, hold on, it was a funny name. No, it was a funny name. It was like, Medicine Hat Canada. Isn't that funny? It's like a Medicine Hat, maybe Alberta, Canada, something like that. It's like a town in Canada.
Medicine Hat.
Yeah. And it said it in multiple sources, so it's not me just making things up.
I found a place in Florida the other day that I want to live. It's called Fruitville.
I love that.
Yeah,
is there
really
fruits
cute.
All over?
No, I don't know. Oh. I've never been there.
Okay. Well.
So it's called Fruitville.
Okay.
Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat. So they're from Medicine Hat, Canada. So Jasmine Richardson and Jeremy Steinke met at a punk rock show. So... you know, before Jasmine met Jeremy, she was described as a happy social girl, but once she did, like, meet him and began seeing him, it changed.
Mm-hmm.
They were 11 years apart, so he was 23, jeez. And she was 15.
Oh, wow. That's a difference.
Yeah, I think if she was 15, yeah, that makes sense, right?
I don't know why, like... No. Wait, how many years apart?
They were 11 years apart, And he was 23.
Okay, let's do math here for a second.
It does tell me somewhere in my notes how old she was. But I think she was 15.
She would have been 14.
Okay, 14.
No, wait. I gotta do
math. Hold on.
He was 23.
Yeah.
And they were 11 years apart.
Yeah.
She would have been 12.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Jasmine. I was like, wait, I didn't do that right.
Richardson. Oh, yeah, she was 12. Oh, wait. Yeah, she was 12. Sorry. Not 15, she was 12.
That's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, not that 15 wasn't worse, but that's worse.
Right, it literally says it right there that she was 12. Yeah.
Okay. Also, like, why are you going to a punk rock concert at 12? Like, are we okay?
Yeah, I don't know. But, so, she was 12 and Jeremy was 23. Richardson, so I'm gonna call her Jasmine because I hate calling people by their last name, but I don't know why.
I hate when articles do that.
Yeah, I don't know why, and a lot of them do, and then I automatically just start doing it. So Jasmine was instantly taken with the goth lifestyle as she had become a member of the website called VampireFreaks.com.
Oh, love that. Where do I join?
Yep. She would wear dark makeup and look much older than she was. But she had, like, a generally normal childhood. Jeremy's was not as wholesome as Jasmine's. His mother was an alcoholic, and her partner abused him. Kids at school bullied him, and by the time he met, Jasmine, he had already attempted suicide. And he kind of was a weird guy. So, from the age of 13, he had developed an elaborate persona. He used to wear a vial of blood around his neck.
That's fucking sick.
And he claimed to be a 300-year-old werewolf.
That's fucking sick, yeah, bro.
Yeah, so he would tell his friends that he was, like, a werewolf.
Whose blood?
I don't know, actually. I can't confirm whose blood it was. Or if it was even real blood.
Like, I was gonna say, what if it was just, like, red paint?
It could have been, yeah. He doesn't seem, like, the brightest of bright with that.
Fucking sick.
Yeah. So, obviously, when Jasmine's parents, Mark and Deborah, found out about their relationship, they prohibited their daughter from seeing him.
Well, yeah, obviously. He was a werewolf and she was 12.
Right.
So.
Basically. So, obviously, Jeremy was livid with her parents. He wrote on his blogging platform.
God, that is the most 2005 thing I've ever heard.
I was just gonna say, I should mention that this happened in 2006.
There we go.
So, on his blogging platform, on April 3rd, 2006, he said, quote, "Payment. My lover's rents are totally unfair. They say that they really care."
Sorry.
I know. "They say that they really care. They don't know what is going on. Just assume. Their throats I want to slit. Finally, there shall be silence. Their blood shall be payment."
This guy should see therapy.
Yeah. Well, that's for damn sure. He probably has, like, he had tried to commit suicide before, like,
he didn't go to therapy.
He was just a troubled teen, adult, whatever.
Adult, that's a full-blown adult.
Yeah. He had also had a user account on VampireFreaks.com. So it kind of led to speculation that they met there. However, an acquaintance of Jeremy later said that they actually met at the punk rock show in early 2006. Mm-hmm. The couple were also found to be communicating on Nexopia, which is a popular website for young Canadians. They sent various messages they sent to each other were available to the public before they were actually removed. So, like, probably pre whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was available, and then they found out, like, oh, these people. You'll find out once it'll make some more sense once I go on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my asthma's bothering me.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
do you
I'm
need
good.
An inhaler? I have one.
No, I have one, actually. Oh, wait, no, I don't. But
I have one. I have several, actually.
Do you? Are you asthmatic?
No, but when my dad had COVID, the doctor just kept prescribing
it. So now he has, like, a million.
Inhalers. Okay. I used one, though.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jasmine's page, her username was Runaway Devil.
Love that.
And it falsely stated that she was 15, which is also might be why I thought
That's
she was 15.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it ended, and, like, her, like, you know how, like, you can put, like, a little memo or, like, you know.
Like, RAR XD.
Right, yeah. Right. Hers was, welcome to my tragic end.
Me.
It
reminds me of, like, Tumblr.
Yeah. Wait. So, what these kids did,
What kids? Like, these two kids, yeah, these or two kids in general?
These two kids. hold on. I'm trying to find a good way to, like, word this, because I obviously did not word it very well in my notes. They both wanted to kill her parents, basically.
Love that.
So they proposed a plan, and according to, like, police reports, Jasmine was the first person to, like, propose the plan. In an email, she wrote, quote, "It begins with me killing them and ends with me living with you." And then Jeremy was receptive to the idea, and he replied, quote, "Well, I love your plan, but we need to get a little bit more creative with, like, details and stuff," end quote. So,
with, like, details.
Yeah. And she also reportedly told her friends about killing her parents, but they either didn't believe her or thought she was joking.
Well, because yeah.
Who would think that? And then the night before her, so on April 22nd, so the night before mm-hmm. this dreaded day, the duo watched the Oliver Stone's 1994 film called Natural Born Killers, you know? Oh, good, because I included a synopsis.
Oh, thank you. Preach, preach.
So, the synopsis, which is from, like, IDBM, whatever, it says, Mickey Knox and Mallory Wilson aren't your typical lovers. After killing her abusive father, they go on a road trip where every time they stop somewhere, they kill pretty much everyone around them. They do, however, leave one person alive at every shootout to tell the story. And they soon become a media sensation, thanks to sensationalized reporting. So it's basically about two lovers who go on, like, a killing rampage.
Okay.
So they watch that the day before.
So they're getting inspo.
Yes. The day before they kill her, both of her parents and her younger brother.
Oh, man, what the fuck did the brother do?
Yeah. So, in their neat gray weatherboard home.
Wow, that was very descriptive. Yeah,
you know, I put it out there. Sorry.
Caught up in the description.
Yeah. Jasmine, she was 12 at the time, stabbed her 8-year-old brother, Jacob, to death, while her brother, with her encouragement, murdered her parents.
Her boyfriend,
yeah. Detectives entering the home found Jasmine's parents in the basement and her brother in an upstairs bedroom. Inspector Brent Sekondak, arrived on scene and looked into a basement window where he saw at least one person on the ground. He then called other officers for backup, thinking that there may be someone alive to save. And this all happens after, like, a little boy walked past the house and saw, I believe he saw, like, the body of the young boy, and he, like, ran home because he knew it was, like, saw it in the window. Wow, I needed a break to breathe.
Okay.
That's impressive. Yeah, I'm good. So nobody inside the house obviously was alive. Mark Richardson, Deborah Richardson, and their 8-year-old son had all been brutally murdered. And one family member, the 12-year-old daughter of the dead couple, was missing from the scene. Brent said, quote, it wasn't even in the realm of possibility that she was an accused.
Obviously.
She's fucking 12. Why would she murder anyone?
Yeah.
They would later piece together the murder scene. Jasmine and Jeremy entered the home, and Jeremy killed his girlfriend's mother first. They were wearing a neoprene mask and carrying a knife. He then stabbed Deborah. Sorry. Let me start that over again.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a neoprene mask and carrying a knife, he stabbed 48-year-old Deborah Richardson 12 times, including a 12-centimeter deep piercing into her heart.
Oh.
Which is terrible.
Ouch.
Yeah. Hearing his wife's screams, Mark Richardson, age 42, came down the stairs to aid her, to help her, and was set upon Jeremy, who stabbed him 24 times, Jesus. Including 9 times in the back. They believe he did try to fight, though, because he had, like, a screwdriver on him.
Okay.
So they think he tried to, like, fight him back.
That's kind of a sick weapon.
Yeah. I agree. I think that would be painful.
To get stabbed by a screwdriver?
Yeah, I think Hell that would be yeah. terrible. Jasmine reportedly wanted to take on her brother, 8-year-old Jacob, and she climbed upstairs where he lay in his bedroom and stabbed him 5 times, including...
What did this kid do?
Literally nothing.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Including a wide, deep slash across his neck.
Oh.
Jacob would be found laying in his on his bed, surrounded by his blood-splattered toys.
Oh.
Obviously, when police first arrived, they, like, thought she was kidnapped by this, like, crazy murderer. Obviously. So they released a statement that they were searching for her... quote, regarding a serious family matter, and they sent out an Amber Alert. Little did they know, she was on the run with her boyfriend. They soon realized after they recovered evidence in her room and locker at school, they then realized, obviously, she was the prime suspect. A trail of digital evidence led Jasmine to Jeremy, mainly consisting of their email exchanges, and they were tracked down and arrested in Jeremy's truck.
Literally, why on earth would you email?
Right.
Or, like...
your plans.
Like, hey, wanna kill my mom and dad tonight? And then, XOXO, gossip girl.
No
like,
sense.
What the fuck? Like, why would you do that? Like, I feel like you never, like, write down murder plans. It just never ends well.
No. I mean, but she's also 12, so, like, what can you possibly... I mean, obviously.
You had enough to go murder your parents.
You're right.
I guess she didn't murder her parents, but your 8-year-old brother.
And she planned it, so.
Right, so you had something.
Right.
You had some fucking brain.
It was indicated that Jeremy killed her parents while she killed her brother, obviously. Witnesses testified that the two had admitted to the murders. One witness recounted Jeremy saying that the victims had, quote, been gutted like a fish.
Ooh.
So, they obviously were arrested. At her 2007 trial, Jasmine, who at the time was only identified as JR because she was 12 years old, pleaded not guilty. She said she had, quote, hypothetical, end quote, conversations about killing her family, but didn't intend on ever going through with it.
Yeah, because that's what I do on my Saturday night, is make up hypotheticals.
Yeah. On the night of the murders, Jasmine would later testify that her brother Jacob pleaded for his life and admitted a gurgling sound as she stabbed him.
Ooh.
But then Jeremy finished him off by slitting his throat. She would later say that she tried to kill him because it was too cruel to leave him without their parents. Which is nice, but, so, like, that kind of can explain why, but, like, also you're still crazy. Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? Oh, my God, I just brought this up to 436.
Oh, like the Zoom?
Okay. Wow.
Did the police say anything about the blood that he wore around his neck?
No, that is never brought up. So, I'm
really interested about this blood.
Will not have an answer to you as to what.
Damn it.
Yeah. No, sorry about that. Two hours after their death, so, like, this is just a side note, they were seen kissing and laughing at a restaurant.
Vomit.
So.
This is like, who is that? Oh, what were those two kids that killed their... I did the freaking case on it. Feudgate. Carol Ann and Charles Starkweather. Mm-hmm. Then, mm-hmm. They like, killed her fucking family and then moved on.
Yeah, that's, like, literally what it is. Soon after they were arrested, Jeremy asked Jasmine to marry him via letters from his prison cell, and she agreed.
Obviously.
Eventually, she was found guilty by a jury for the 3 counts of first-degree murder and given the maximum sentence for a youth, which was 6 years in jail, followed by 4 years of supervision in the community.
So this bitch got 6 years for murdering somebody?
Right, yep.
That's ridiculous.
She was 13 at the time of her conviction. In 2008, Jeremy was convicted of 3 counts of first-degree murder as well. He was 25 at the time of his conviction, and he was sentenced to life in prison without parole for 25 years. So, he literally only got 25 years for killing 3 people.
Well, 25 to life.
Yeah, sure. The way they worded it weirded me out. His lawyers argued that Jeremy was in an alcohol and drug-fueled haze when he snapped.
Because that makes a difference.
Right, you know. They described him as a love-struck, immature man who would do anything to keep the preteen girl's affection. His friends testified that he had asked for help to get rid of Richardson because he was worried that she would leave him if he didn't. Sorry. I'm gonna read.
Yeah, I got
get
you.
Get rid of the parents.
The parents.
Yeah. He claimed in his evidence that it was Jasmine who slashed her brother's throat while he watched from a doorway. So, basically, we don't know who killed the brother, like, who did it, but somebody did.
They both definitely did it.
Right, like. There's no way. So, the prosecution fought the attempts to lessen the charges by saying, quote, a father fought for his life to his death and you had Medicine Hat police officers who mourned the loss years later of the terrible things they saw. So basically he's saying, like, all these people mourned and, like...
And you want less time.
Right.
But also, like, how did he only get second degree? They fucking planned it.
Right. I don't know. I guess they... I think it's everything's a little bit different in Canada. So maybe that's why.
Oh, maybe. I wasn't thinking Canada.
Yeah. In, like, these letters that they sent to each other in jail... None of them ever expressed guilt or remorse. It was basically more like, I'm in love with you, yada, yada, yada.
Vomit.
Yeah. Jasmine underwent extensive rehabilitation and treatment after she was sentenced. Psychiatric assessments revealed she was diagnosed with conduct disorder and oppositional defiant disorder. In 2016, at just a year younger than... Jeremy when they committed the crime, so she was 22, she was freed from the criminal justice system. So she was just set free. Yeah, basically. Using reports from Richardson's probation officer, the Court of Queen's Bench Justice Scott Brooker said, quote, you've indicated through your conduct you have a desire to atone for what you did. Clearly you cannot undo the past. You can only live each day with the knowledge that you can control how you behave. End quote. She's out living her life right now. Yeah.
Ew.
And that is the end of my story. Well, it's not a story. It is a story.
It is a story, but it's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm, like, looking at pictures of her.
Yeah, wasn't she a cool little punk rock girl? Like... Yeah. And he was, like, doesn't look that punk rock.
Him?
Yeah.
Hello, have you seen the eyeliner?
Wait, show me again. Oh, yeah. In his, like, I think I'm looking at his court, pictures, which he does not look. Wait, if I move this, can you tell that I'm moving it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, sorry. Sorry, guys, I'm getting comfortable again. Yeah. So, there you go. I actually don't know what her little brother looks like. Do they show you?
Is he cute? Looks like he has, like, Down syndrome. Oh, it's a really bad picture, so I can't tell, but, like...
Oh, he looks so cute!
Yeah, he looks cute. I can't tell, though, because, like, it looks like it was taken on, like, a Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64. That's funny. Yeah, so there we go.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's even her real name, to be honest with you.
I would really hope that it's not.
Yeah, or if she changed it because of everything that happened.
There's a Jasmine Richardson mm-hmm. on Twitter, and I don't think it's the same person.
No, I'm sure it's not.
But it says music, .. friends, .. family. So oh, I don't think
God,
it is.
God, I hope it's not. She ain't got no family.
Yeah, well, she decided to kill them, so.
Yeah, all for her lover, who is now in jail. I wonder if they still talk.
I wouldn't fucking doubt it.
Unless
her
she realized.
Her parents were cute, too.
Yeah, they were adorable. They were, like, a normal, loving family. That's what makes it, like, even worse. You know?
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy.
What?
If she remains out of trouble, like, talking about, like, now, right. like, currently, like, today.
Right.
The murder will be removed from her criminal record next year.
What Canada's the fuck? Wild. Yeah, though. That's a little crazy.
Be like, oh, yeah, I never killed my parents.
It's kind of sad, sorry. I needed to clench my thirst.
Clench?
I think I said quench.
Oh, I heard clench, but it, yeah.
It's kind of sad, though, because it's kind of saying, like, that her family's death just didn't happen.
Didn't fucking matter, yeah. Like, what was his name?
Jeremy Steink.
Jeremy. That's a stupid last name.
It's Steinke, which sounds like Steink, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Must be.
Ew.
Yeah. I think he's still in jail. Mm. He got 25 to life, so he should be.
Yeah, he's still in jail.
Poor guy. That's what happens when you fall in love with the wrong girl. You know?
The title of this article is True Crime. ... Was Jeremy Steinke a 300-year-old girl?
I think
wait, and then it goes dash or a predator.
I think we confirmed that he was one of the two.
Both.
He very well could have been a vampire. A werewolf. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I'm not here to judge you based on your
Right. If you want to be a werewolf, be a werewolf. Yeah. How am I supposed to
say I'm not gonna stop you, that's for sure. Right,
exactly. So that is all I have for you this week. Thank you guys for listening. And follow us on Instagram.
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Podcast.
Send us... Is that what it is? Oh. Send us a Gmail.
futuresbrightpod@gmail.com. Are you doubting me?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds weird. Sorry. Write us a review.
Yeah.
Has anyone else reviewed our thing?
Haven't looked.
You haven't looked? Okay, let me look.
Have not looked.
But only if it's good.
For Christmas... We want you guys to review our podcast.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Please and thanks. To boost my self-esteem. Because it's rapidly declining.
Well, don't say that.
Just kidding.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Alright. Well, see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.